What's up? We're on our way to go to the gym quick VSL shoot. Listen, when I remember having my first official professional VSL shoot, and I was freaking out, right? I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going to happen. I was entering this new world I had never really seen before with real cameras and real teleprompters and real authority figures and all these kind of things, right? And then when I did it, it turned out to be super, super easy, right? And it was like incredibly just revealing just to like go through it. So I want to walk with you today a real shoot with Jim Quick. And just so you can kind of see what it looks like, it's actually pretty simple, right? You already prepped, you wrote the script, you put it on a teleprompter, they shoot it, right? When you have a world-class team, it's easy and effortless and there's nothing to it. Basically, we're going to walk on set and this thing's going to be ready to roll. Let's do it. Peace. So the first question that I get asked all the time is, Peter, do you really have to do these big-ass VSL shoots to have monster campaigns? And the truth is, you really don't. The thing is, ugly videos work so well, right? Ugly videos when you're not suspecting. Throw a teleprompter on your phone. Like, VSL shoots like this might have a bump in ROI conversion. If you're a big brand now, like Mindvalley is, you definitely want to do really professional stuff and you don't really want to be leading with ugly videos. But if you're just an authority figure and you're testing something out and you're testing out a video campaign, the reason that somebody doesn't buy is not because it looks like a bad video, right? It's the reason is because the sales copy didn't make sense, it wasn't compelling, you didn't grab their attention, and things like that. So ugly videos, right? You reading a teleprompter off your cell phone works phenomenally, right? As long as the script is fire, that's an amazing way to test scripts, and that's really it. You don't need to go hardcore. You don't need to drop $10,000, $20,000 to do a VSL shoot in front with a nice performance studio. But today, that's what we're gonna do. So I'm gonna show you the inside on a big VSL shoot. You don't actually need it to do this big. You don't need to do it this big, but if you're going for the big brand, definitely you want to shoot. This is the high level, you know, this is the highest level of the game. It's playing with real studios, real professionals, and getting it all done perfectly. Set designers, and let's go check it out. Let's see what it looks like. And here we go. We are 20 minutes early to the VSL shoot. Showing up early, staying focused, study the script, know what's coming up. Read the VSL prayer. I got this morning prayer that I read just to get myself in a flow state and get myself focused on the best case scenario that's gonna happen here. We're gonna dominate this shoot, even though there's not much to dominate. Domination comes with preparation. So all this is the day the actor reads the script. That's it. This is the day Jim Quick reads the script. Then, but boom, we're done. Nothing crazy.
I'm reminding myself. It's a little stubborn. Actually, why do you? I don't want to break it.
So today we're doing a fully scripted VSL. Every single word thought out beautifully, perfectly. My main task here today is to work with Jim Quick. We're shooting Superbrain. And to make sure that maybe he loves all the sentences, or sometimes authors don't get to review the whole thing before we kind of send it. So my main job is to make sure he loves all the sentences and come up with new sentences that could fit kind of there and just help kind of lead any sort of creative, you know, plugging together and magic weaving to make this whole thing connected.
But anyone who's sitting outside, including my son, like probably does wish to shoot outside.
This is what we're looking at here.
So if it's like for example,
what's up, Nadir? What are you doing?
Just setting up for your next big hit VSL, I guess. Yeah, man. Excited for it.
Let's do it.
Nothing much. We're in Dubai right now, and we're about to film Jim Quick's VSL. Pretty excited about that, because Jim Quick's been a huge part of the Mindvalley family for a while now, and to get him on board on the whole VSL train is going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Already our customers, and basically the extended tribe, is having a really, really incredible time with his content. So now we're just trying to rope in a lot more people to share that experience with.
Yeah, so one of the first things I gotta do, you know, is one of the most important things is you bring the energy to the shoot. You never really know how the author or the authority figure is gonna feel, if they slept right, if everything kind of is going correctly. So the step number one is you've gotta raise your vibration and raise your energy to be super excited and kind of bring the heat and bring everybody kind of up to speed. The next thing I like to do is kind of awaken the fire within the author. You know, a lot of, especially the authors of Mind Valley, they've been studying their whole life to learn the specific skill sets. So a lot of times I like to ask the question, you know, why did you fall in love so much with the problem that you're solving today? Specifically, I think that thing's more specific. And then also, like, I see, like, you started out learning this thing, and you were in this phase of your life where you, you know, you became one of the best in the world. Like, what phase in your life is important to you now? Sometimes they'll say legacy, like, I really appreciate this, and, like, what can we do to get your legacy out the most? So it's all about focusing on why we're here today, and, like, starting by setting the intentions, like, what would be the best case scenario for somebody watching this video? Like, what kind of problems would they be able to overcome by buying this kind of program? And then really getting, like, the emotional why we're here, why we're doing this. Of course, you want to have a monster campaign, but you get a monster campaign by inspiring people to solve their problems today. So we're going to focus in on the problems they have and then what we can do to awaken that through amazing storytelling and just a true authority figure on a topic, inspiring people to solve their problems now. Let's do it.
This is what it looks like from the author's perspective. He's going to be reading the script here. How do I know?
Yeah. I've never used a teleprompter in my life either, so this is the first time using a teleprompter.
Look in the center, you got it. Super easy. Yeah. So a lot of times with these VSLs, the mission is to inspire people to solve problems.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best case scenario for somebody watching this? Like, what problems could they solve?
In no specific order, brain fog, mental fatigue. People complain about their energy levels, like mentally. Forgetfulness. Distraction is a big one. Overwhelm. People feel like they can never catch up, keep up, much less get ahead. But again, if we could bring everything back to how this could help their relationships, how it could help them get healthy, how it could help them to make money, that's something that's more tangible to them.
Amazing.
But I want people to feel like they're not alone. You know, I think that's a big challenge for people. They feel like that they're struggling with this, and there's this idea that they're not enough, and no one believes in them. So I want to be an encourager to them. I want to let them know that I know what it feels like to feel like you're not enough. Like the testimonials we get yesterday, right? I got swamped with people. It's not only that they're reading faster or remembering names or helping, it's like they believe in themselves again. You know, they have hope and they're getting real hope and help.
How does it feel for you when you see these kind of transformations?
It lights me up. There's nothing that lights me up more. That's why I do what I do. I feel a moral responsibility for doing what I do. I wish I had this when I was growing up, when I had these challenges. I struggled for 13 straight years every single day with my confidence, with my own capabilities. I think everybody could use somebody to encourage them, to cheerlead for them, to show them a path. I think people are not lazy, but I think also people are confused. Like they hear a lot of different things. And
what would it mean to you if we could reach
that's everything.
10 millions of people with this video?
That's absolutely everything. When I think about how I want to be remembered, you know, it's the stories that I hear, you know, every single day. That keep us going. You know, every single day our team wakes up, the first thing they do is they read that day's testimonials and the posts that people make.
Do you have like a ritual you usually do before you go on stage and you're about to knock it out of the park?
No. Interesting, no.
No?
But
no, like?
I should. Yeah, as soon as I see people's faces, that's the hard part of me on video. Like with an audience, I'm on, even if I'm jet lagged and, you know, delirious in my mind.
Right.
Because I'm not going to fail.
Yeah.
I just won't.
Yeah. And that's a wrap. That's a full day of VSL shoot. Ways that we could improve. Definitely the close of the VSL was a little bit bloated. Anybody can write something bloated, right? Anybody can pee 300 pounds. The trick is being a lean, mean, jacked and juicy machine and having tight sentences. One of the mistakes that we made on this VSL is we forgot to check the FK score, the Fellacher-Killian scale. Whatever that means, it just means every sentence needs to be short, tight, punchy. Very few sentences should ever reach the end of the page, and we had multiple sentences that even got, it went all the way across the page twice, right? So It was definitely a little bit of bloated. Things that we'll fix next time. This is what we learned. But at the end, still a phenomenal script. An amazing swing at the bat to making a monster campaign. Again, you can't really control whether somebody is going to buy from this. But what you can control is whether you took a fucking dope-ass swing at making one of the biggest campaigns of your entire life. So all in all, this is an amazing campaign. We have all the pieces of the puzzle to put together some amazing swings. And excited to see how this one performs.